Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says passage of Women's Reservation Bill indicates strong and decisive government with full majority is required to take country forward. Prime Minister to interact with Team G20 at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi this evening. G4 countries call for expansion of UN Security Council, stress on urgent need for comprehensive reform to address global challenges. National Medical Commission gets global recognition, paving way for Indian medical graduates to practice abroad. At the Asian Games, India storm into quarterfinal of the men's volleyball, defeating higher-ranked Chinese Taipei 3-0 in pool stage clash at Hangzhou. And in cricket, first ODI of the three-match series between India and Australia underway in Mohali. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the passage of the Nari Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam, or the Women's Reservation Bill, in Parliament is an indication that a strong and decisive government with full majority is required to take the country forward. The Prime Minister was addressing the Nari Shakti Bandhan Abhinandan Karyakram at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi.
आरक्षण के लिए इतने दशकों से कोशिश तो हो रही थी, तीन दशक से बात हो रही थी, नहीं हो पा रहा था, आज ये संभव हुआ है। मैं जरा आपसे पूछना चाहता हूँ, ये संभव कैसे हो पाया? ये आपने किया है, करोड़ों देशवासियों ने किया है, और ये कैसे किया है? उसका एक सबसे बड़ा कारण है, देश की जनता ने, देश के मतदाताओं ने, विशेष करके मेरी माताओं बहनों ने वोट देकर के एक पूर्ण बहुमत वाली मजबूत सरकार बनाई।
Mr. Modi congratulated every woman of the country on the passage of the bill. He said that the Nari Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam is an announcement of New India's new democratic commitment.
कल और परसों 20 और 21 सितंबर को हम सब ने एक नया इतिहास बनते देखा है और हम सबका सौभाग्य है कि इतिहास बनाने का अवसर कोटि-कोटि जनों ने हमें दिया है आने वाली अनेकों पीढ़ियों तक इस निर्णय की चर्चा होगी इस दिवस की चर्चा होगी मैं पूरे देश को नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम संसद के दोनों सदनों में और भारी बहुमत से और राज्यसभा में तो सर्वसम्मति से पास होने की बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं
Mr. Modi said for the passage of the bill, the government had to tackle decades-old obstacles, but with pure intentions and transparency, positive results can be ensured.
आरक्षण सुनिश्चित कराने वाले इस कानून की राह में तरह तरह की बाधाएं थी लेकिन जब नियत पवित्र होती है प्रयासों में पारदर्शिता होती है तो परेशानियों को पार करके भी परिणाम लाती है ये भी अपने आप में एक रिकॉर्ड है इस कानून को सदन में इतना व्यापक समर्थन मिला पक्ष विपक्ष की सीमाओं से ऊपर उठकर करीब करीब सबने इसके पक्ष में वोट दिया मैं इसके लिए सभी राजनीतिक दलों का और सभी सांसद साथियों का भी अभिनंदन करता हूं
The Prime Minister highlighted various initiatives taken by the government in the last 9 years towards women empowerment.
आज देश माताओं बहनों बेटियों के सामने आने वाली हर अड़चन को दूर कर रहा है इसी सोच के साथ बीते 9 वर्षों में हमने माताओं बहनों से जुड़ी हर बंदिशों को तोड़ने का प्रयास किया हमारी सरकार ने एक के बाद एक ऐसी योजनाएं बनाई हैं ऐसे कार्यक्रम शुरू किए हैं जिससे हमारी बहनों को सम्मान सुविधा सुरक्षा और समृद्धि का जीवन
Speaking on the occasion, BJP National President JP Nadda said that these decisions focused on empowering women will lead to a change in the landscape and destiny of India. The Parliament yesterday passed the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill 2023 which seeks to reserve one-third of the total number of seats for women in the Lok Sabha, State Legislative Assemblies and Delhi Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with Team G20 at the Bharat Mandapam this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. It will be followed by a dinner. The interaction will see participation of around 3,000 people who have contributed to the success of G20 summit. It will especially include those who have worked at the ground level to ensure smooth conduct of the summit. This includes functionaries like cleaners, drivers, waiters and other staff from across various ministries. The interaction will also be attended by ministers and officials of various departments. The G4 countries India, Brazil, Japan and Germany have reiterated that expansion of the UN Security Council is both permanent and non-permanent categories is essential to make the body more representative, legitimate, effective and efficient. The foreign ministers of Brazil, Germany, Japan and Secretary West in the External Affairs Ministry of India, Sanjay Verma, met on the margins of the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly yesterday. They stressed that multilateralism is under significant strain due to multiple and complex crises. In a joint press statement, the G4 nations said that the UN Security Council's inability to effectively and timely address contemporary global challenges reinforces the urgent need for its comprehensive reform. The ministers emphasized the renewed momentum to advance the discussions on this critical issue. A delegation from India led by Secretary Department of Water Resources attended a meeting of the neutral expert proceedings at the Kishanganga and Ratle matter at the Permanent Court of Arbitration in Vienna yesterday and on Wednesday. Senior advocate Harish Salve was present in the capacity of India's lead counsel in this matter. The meeting was convened by the neutral expert appointed on India's request under the aegis of the Indus Waters Treaty and was attended by representatives of India and Pakistan. Minister of External Affairs said India's participation in this meeting is in line with India's consistent principled stand that as per the graded mechanism provided for in the Indus Waters Treaty, the neutral expert proceedings are the only valid proceedings at this juncture. The ministry said it is for this reason that India has taken the treaty consistent decision to not participate in the parallel proceedings being conducted by an illegally constituted court of arbitration on the same set of issues pertaining to the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects. The neutral expert proceedings are ongoing and expected to continue for some time. The ministry said India is committed to engaging in a manner that supports the resolution of issues in accordance with the provisions of the Indus Waters Treaty. A grand and spectacular air show was organized at Jammu Air Force Station today by the government of Jammu and Kashmir and the Air Force Station in Jammu. The air show has been organized to celebrate the 76 years of accession of Jammu and Kashmir into the Indian Union and the Diamond Jubilee of the Air Force Station in Jammu. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha was the chief guest on the occasion. The Surya Kiran aerobatics team of the Indian Air Force showed a spectacular display of precision flying. In addition to this, the Akash Ganga skydiving team showed its strength by doing skydiving jumps from thousands of feet of height. Jammu Director of Tourism Vivekananda Rai said that the importance of this event lies in connecting the youth of Jammu region with the elite defense forces of a nation. He said, as we are celebrating Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, such events fill the common masses with excitement and patriotism. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Indian medical graduates can now pursue post-graduation and practice in countries like the US, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. The National Medical Commission, NMC, of India has been awarded the coveted World Federation for Medical Education, WFME, recognition status for a tenure of 10 years. All of the existing 706 medical colleges in India will become WFME accredited, while new medical colleges set up in the next 10 years will automatically become WFME accredited. According to a press release from the Union Health Ministry, this move is expected to increase the international recognition and reputation of Indian medical schools and professionals. It will also facilitate academic collaborations and exchanges, promote continuous improvement and innovation in medical education, as well as foster a culture of quality assurance among medical educators and institutions. Additionally, India can become an attractive destination for international students due to globally recognized standards. JP Morgan Chase and company JPM has said that it will include the Indian government bonds to its benchmark emerging markets bond index starting from the 20th of June next year. It is a significant move which would encourage more foreign investment in the domestic debt market. The JPM said that 23 Indian government bonds with a combined notional value of $330 billion are eligible for it. All fall under the category of fully accessible for non-residents. India will have a maximum weight of 10% on the index. According to experts, the inclusion could bring in over $26 billion of passive inflows into the country. On the equity side, India has been one of the top investment destinations among major emerging markets this year. Exclusion of Russia and troubles in China is another factor considered by global debt investors to deepen bond market in India. Outside inflows in the Indian bond market have steadily risen up in the recent years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow to take part in the launch of several development projects. These include the inauguration of 16 Atal Avasya Vidyalaya built across the state. He will also attend the closing ceremony of the Kashi Sansad Sanskritik Mahotsav 2023. Mr. Modi will interact with women on the passage of Nali Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam in Parliament. Our correspondent has the details.
This interaction program, termed as Nari Shakti Vandan Abhinandan Karyakram, will be the first such public platform where Prime Minister will speak on the Women Reservation Bill after its approval from the Parliament. The interaction program will be held at Sampurnanand Sanskrit Vishwavidyalaya in Varanasi. Around 5,000 women, including intellectuals and famous personalities of Varanasi, are expected to participate in this program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in three different programs tomorrow. Prime Minister will first lay the foundation stone of the International Cricket Stadium in Varanasi. He will then reach Sampurnanand Sanskrit Vishwavidyalaya to take part in the interaction program with the women of Varanasi. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
At the ongoing Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, Indian athletes are in action in table tennis and volleyball today. Indian men's volleyball team continued their dream run in the games. The world number 73 side India defeated higher ranked opponent and world number 43 Chinese Taipei 3-0, that is 25-22, 25-22, 25-21 in pool stage match to enter the quarterfinals of the tournament. Now India will take on former Olympic champion and two-time world championship medalist Japan in a clash of last eight on Sunday. In the last outing, India claimed a 3-2 victory over higher ranked South Korea on Wednesday. In table tennis, Indian men's team began the campaign in the tournament with a comfortable 3-0 victory over Yemen in the group stage clash. Though the 19th edition of the Asian Games is set to officially kick off from tomorrow, some events have already begun. In cricket, the first one-day international of the three-match series between India and Australia is underway in Mohali. Put into bat, the visitors were 40 for 1 in 9 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to field. The series is like a dress rehearsal for the two teams ahead of the World Cup in India in October and November. KL Rahul is leading the Indian team in the first two matches in the absence of Rohit Sharma and Ravindra Jadeja being his deputy. Rohit Sharma, senior batter Virat Kohli and all-rounder Hardik Pandya have been given a rest for the first two one-day internationals. However, India will feature a full-strength squad for the third and final ODI. The two teams will travel to Indore to play the second one-day international on Sunday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says passage of Women's Reservation Bill indicates strong and decisive government with full majority is required to take the country forward. Prime Minister to interact with Team G20 at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi this evening. G4 countries call for expansion of UN Security Council, stress on urgent need for comprehensive reform to address global challenges. National Medical Commission gets global recognition, paving way for Indian medical graduates to practice abroad. At the Asian Games, India stormed into the quarterfinal of the men's volleyball, defeating higher-ranked Chinese Taipei 3-0 in pool stage clash at Hangzhou. And in cricket, first ODI of the three-match series between India and Australia underway in Mohali. And with that, we end the Midday News.